We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show, middays 9 a.m. to noon on The Score. Reasonable, level-headed, informed sports talk for your workday. Dan Bernstein.
Nope.
It's Chris Ronji.
We apparently need to get you some sort of choke collar that says Daddy on it.
Well, when I meet somebody new, I say, you know, in Chicago, they call me Daddy.
Layla Rahimi.
A Texas said that they're calling the police.
Please.
Thank you.
Please call the police. Please.
That's right.
Somebody has to stop this. Although I did have a project for Ronji, but he turned it down.
What was the project?
Remember, because I was like, hey, I have a feeling post-Patricia, post-Panny, whatever you'd like to call it, there's going to be some ladies in St. Louis who are single because, like, they got tired of their mans.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, you just need to hang out at, like, a Starbucks and just be polite. And I was going to call it Project Starbucks. And he's like, oh, I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah, that doesn't
and
make
I was
any
like,
sense.
This is the best
like
idea. Why not?
I just, because that's not how Daddy rolls.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show.
Just call me Daddy.
With Bernstein and really Mahimi.
Middays, 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's not any better when you relive it.
It's disgusting.
It's not any better. Also, why is my impression of you kind of Ryan Pace?
Your impression of me?
Yeah, think about it. It kind of sounds like Ryan Pace.
They both suck at their job.
Oh,
good God.
Jason Woski is going out guns blazing.
Correct.
Mike Rankin, you want to check in?
And guess what? I think at this point, it's not getting any better. I think I've maxed out. I think my ability is maxed out, kids. So this is all you get forever. Sorry.
How long have you been saying that in your life? How many years?
My capacity to improve, maxed out. I'm at my tank. I'm at the limit. Nothing I can do about it.
Your aunt to capacity is full.
I'm confident. I'm confident in my judge of character.
Now that, I'm actually really good at judging character.
Anybody who has to say that usually has to defend themselves because they didn't.
No, I'm really good at it. I think there was one time I was kind of wrong that I can remember. Yeah. And I was very wrong about it, at least for a while. But then she got help and she improved. I'm generally pretty good at judging character. Generally. Layla, you are a great person.
Mike Rankin. We have an announcement to make with you, and you made it over the weekend. And before Chris Ronji decides to say things that might include the quiet part out loud, can we celebrate the fact that you're with us on a permanent basis now?
First day.
Oh. Oh. Hey, Mike, first day?
Thanks, everyone. I appreciate the warm welcome.
The first day joke I do want to get to because I noticed that in our group thread, which if you think this show is wheels off, well, the group thread is its own entity. Let's get to the propers. Dan always reads these first, and I don't because I like to
hello there.
I like to do a cold open of sorts where we go around the horn and I'll introduce ourselves. Dan is off. Shana Tova, for those who celebrate. In the meantime, It is Ronji and Rahimi.
Hi, Chris.
In place of Bernstein and Rahimi. Hi, Chris.
Yep.
And I issued this edict before as I drive us off this cliff. I don't know how to work the text screener. Well, the text screener I do. I don't know how to work the call screener. But if I figure it out and you call us and your phone call does not begin with the phrase, what about Danks? I will not acknowledge it. And I will figure out a way to hang up on you.
Layla, all you have to do is push a button.
Buttons are, there's so many buttons.
There's just one button. And you push that button, and the phone call is there.
You know what, Chris? I don't see you sitting here in this studio. You could be doing that, but you're not here.
It's way too far away.
Okay, so I also lost my rundown briefly, but I was able to tell Malay and Ha what we had off the top of my head. Let's do it again. We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. The Tech Zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. The Score listener line is powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit betql.com. Breaking news, which we had the last time Ronji and I co-hosted on The Score, is brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified. Download the Odyssey app to stream The Score on your mobile devices. Every time you guys ask me within 24 hours what time something was, you can go back on the Odyssey app. So it's pretty handy like that. Interact with the show and the station on Facebook, where you can, like the 670 The Score page. Guests, join us on The Score hotline. It is presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sportsbook and a pretty sweet pool where you can watch games. I have a feeling there are going to be some Bears fans doing that come October. And maybe one of them is Danny Parkins and another one is Shane Reardon, Matt Spiegel. I have a feeling they'll all be there enjoying Vegas. So it is game week, Chris Ronji.
Yeah.
And who better to celebrate it with than you?
Well, I mean, who better to celebrate anything with than me?
Many people.
Oh, you stop it. Doesn't it kind of feel like, I don't know, like first day of school, sort of? You know how you're excited for school?
Yes.
I mean, you don't want summer to end when you're a kid, right? But then you get to like that first day and you get the tummy grumbles and you get into class and you're excited and you think, this is fun. I see all my friends again. And then by the end of the school year, you can't wait for it to be over. I wonder if that's how this is going to go, too.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
You just got here.
You just started, Mike. You just started.
The thing that makes me already concerned, as I was listening to Molly and Ha on my way in this morning, is that we are so excited for trying to figure out what the offensive line is going to look like, trying to figure out what calls and what the Matt Nagy offense is going to look like with, I would say, arguably two better quarterbacks, or at least two who can actually execute a little better.
Don't say execute.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Listen, I tell bad jokes all the time. I sympathize with him on that, but it was the other decisions that he's had in his past parts of his career that make it a little different. But the point being, to me, that like we're excited for certain things with the Bears. We're trying to figure out what Sean Desai's defense is going to look like. How is Eddie Goldman going to look now that he's back? Who's going to fill that spot for Kyle Fuller? Who's the nickel corner going to be soundly? And the problem is, on the other side, you have people excited about Matt Stafford with the Sean McVay offense. We haven't really touched on that. I know we're going to get there a little later in this week, but this is a formidable opponent.
Well, yes, and they've got a better quarterback now. Somebody that was stifled being in Detroit for as long as he was. How many seasons? Didn't it feel like there were at least three or four seasons going into the year where people said and were confident that the Lions were going to actually be pretty good, and he was part of that.
Right.
And it never really materialized for them, which is, you know, that's fine with me. I'm sorry, Detroit people, but he is better than the guy they had. He's more capable. I think McVay is going to be a lot more comfortable with him and probably going to call plays the way he wanted to more than he was allowed to do it in the past. And I think there's a similar, at least I hope, moving forward. And I'm not saying that Justin Fields and Matt Stafford are the same kind of quarterback, because they're not. But I think on an optimistic level, if you want to be optimistic about the Bears, I think that Justin Fields is going to be that for Nagy. and that is if you want to be optimistic about this, that he's going to open up the playbook a little bit. And it may not be right away, but I think Nagy's hope is that he can do more with this guy eventually. It's not going to be right away, obviously. They're going to start with somebody else, but I think that's what he wants to do. But again, all of this is just complete optimism. And I don't even know if I believe that's what's going to happen. I don't know if I believe this coaching staff is the right coaching staff to unlock whatever is there in Fields.
Man, we have a discussion coming up with Nate Tice of The Athletic at 11:20. And that question, if you're asking Nate Tice, is not painted with a nice paintbrush. And I will just leave it at that. We have Craig Alcaterra at 10 o'clock. We have the Midday Midway at 10:40. We have a lot on the show today. We will talk baseball. We will talk with Paul Charchian for the fantasy football crew. It is all coming up as we get you ready for Bears Game Week. Break out your recorders.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Andy's a winning quarterback in this league, does a great job. You know, I really have seen a lot of film of Andy, even going back to when Jay Gruden was his coordinator at Cincinnati. So very familiar with what a really good quarterback he is. He does a great job, accurate, anticipation, recognizes the looks defensively, can straighten up protection. So Andy Dalton's a really good quarterback, and it'll be a great challenge. And then you see the ways that Justin, you know, made a lot of plays going back to his career at Ohio State, what he showed in the preseason. And so I think you got to be ready for either or, but it's going to be a challenge for sure.
Wow, isn't that amazing? Sean McVay can name all the Bears quarterbacks. It's like he has a photographic memory or something.
Okay.
Remember that bit, Chris Rodney?
Yes. I thought he would. It was kind of brilliant, but
it
then
was.
Again,
it actually we was were told, pretty great.
Yeah, we were told that a lot of coaches can do that. Yeah, but it was more impressive that we got to hear somebody like to remember plays and like the time on the clock in games that happened 3 years ago.
Yeah, that's significant.
I mean, that is impressive.
That is significant. Pitchers, I think, can do that a lot too. Like, there are certain pitchers who can tell you about the exact pitch they threw in a sequence to a batter four years ago. I have no long-term memory. I think it got destroyed by alcohol and the internet or something. It is Chris
Ranji. The internet did it. That was
yes, it was everything that major attention span short. It is Chris Ranji filling in for Dan Bernstein today. And he's with me, Layla Rahimi, and the show went off the rails at 9:19. And as we desperately try to get it back on, we hear from Sean McVay, who we mentioned earlier, the Rams head coach, and we anticipate him having a pretty fun offense when you think about Matt Stafford at the helm. But in the meantime, we're all trying to figure out still what's going to happen with Andy Dalton in this Bears offense. And also, I thought one of the points that McVay made was interesting, was that he said he will absolutely be planning for Justin Fields in some way, shape, or form, and what that might look like on the field. And that, to me, is as good of an indicator as any that perhaps Fields is actually going to see some playing time Sunday night.
I would be surprised if that actually happens. I guess you have to be prepared for it just in case it does. But well, because he's going to be a completely different kind of player. I don't want to say I'm sure because you never really know. I feel confident he's ultimately going to be better than Andy Dalton as a quarterback. You don't ever really know about a young guy. He could totally flop. I don't think that's going to happen with him. But you have to be prepared just because he plays in such a different way and he's capable of doing things that Andy Dalton is not capable of doing. So, sure, you're going to look ahead to it, but I would be surprised if we see him, unless an injury occurs, or he's really, really bad in the first half. I don't think you're going to see him at all probably for a couple of weeks. I mean, to me, isn't the earliest we see him, and I'd like to get your opinion on it, I think it's week three. I think it's the absolute earliest we see him barring a massive injury.
I still think it's likely week four. And we've talked about this a bit, too. It's the idea of the Bears having arguably the toughest schedule in the NFL. And there's a lot of odds makers saying that that is the case. That the
it's
Bears
one of the
schedule,
top two yes. toughest schedules, yeah.
They also point out that the Bears have the oldest average age on the roster of their personnel. Cool. But when you think about at L.A. on Sunday versus Cincinnati on September 19th, and I do feel like if we're into giving credit where it's due, let Dalton play his former team. At Cleveland on Sunday, September 26th versus Detroit on Sunday, October 3rd. So that was my guess. is that it's probably that noon game on Sunday, October 3rd. And we have all day and night to figure out when we're going to see Andy Dalton, or maybe when we're going to see Justin Fields, or maybe how we're going to see those two if something were to happen on Sunday night where that bag of tricks might occur. But Andy Dalton was given a big vote of confidence once again by Matt Nagy, who has maintained this to Rick Gregg of WBBM in his Monday interview that he did leading up to game week. So let's take a listen.
Let me ask the quarterback question, but let me ask it this way. Is Andy Dalton your starting quarterback until Andy Dalton loses the job, if he does? Or is Andy Dalton your starting quarterback until Justin Fields takes it away, if he does?
Andy Dalton's our starting quarterback, and he's excited, and our players are excited to get out here and play well. And again, that's the thing that we've talked about all year long, and really up until this point right now, and we're going to stick to, is worrying about today, you know. And I think that's going to be very important for every player on this team to do that and go out there and let's produce, let's have fun, let's win games, and just worry about today, and then we'll worry about tomorrow.
Besides quarterback, what position group did you come away from training camp most impressed by, and why?
Well, I thought Ryan did a great job of bringing in a lot of competition and creating depth within our roster. And when I look at that, and you ask that question, I think about our tight end room, a lot of depth there, inside linebacker room, and then you know, I think as well as the offensive line. I know we got banged up, but we do have depth there, so there's some versatility. But it'll be good to get the guys back in here and put the game plan together, get some scheming going with the all three phases, but it's always good to have that competition.
Regarding Dalton,
yes.
Layla, I do appreciate Matt Nagy in that he is just so very non-committal. I mean, I really do appreciate that kind of personality. He didn't really answer the question, and I didn't really expect him to answer the question, because how do you can't define it publicly. You can't say, well, Andy Dalton is the guy until Fields takes it away from him, or until Dalton is just really bad and we have to replace him. I don't think you can say anything else. I think you have to leave it up to a feeling, right? I mean, if you're the Bears, you have to make this decision based on when you feel like it's the right time, regardless of what it is. It's not about Dalton losing the job or Fields taking it away from him. Though I don't know if you're Justin Fields, how do you take the job away from somebody else if you're not allowed to play? Doesn't it kind of have to be that Dalton is really bad and they don't have a choice but to move on to somebody else?
They've illustrated that this is Andy Dalton's job, and they've said it. The only difference is Andy Dalton did not pull a Mike Glennon and say, this is my year. He just said it was his time.
Yeah.
But they've said it. This is the illustration. And a note here, too, about Nagy. He went out of his way to compare Andy Dalton to Alex Smith on Monday.
Yeah.
We've talked about it a lot on this station, and I will still argue that Alex Smith's body of work is a lot more impressive overall, as is his playoff record. But that's the starting quarterback who he spent the most time with and the one who has had the most success. And that's why I think Nagy likes to refer to Alex Smith in this comparison a lot. But I worry that it also gives people the wrong idea about the expectation for the season, too. Because that was a whole year with Alex Smith. And that shouldn't be the case here. And the direct quote is this. He's probably, I mean, almost identical to the preparation of how Alex Smith was. They're very similar, not just in the prep part, but in the personality and how they lead in practice and on the field. We'll see how Andy is on game day. I know how Alex was, but they're very similar in that regard. Just very calm, you know, but yet competitive.
Yeah, he's not talking about ability. He's talking about approach.
Correct.
Which is fine, and maybe there's a lot of value in that. But Alex Smith, at his worst, I think, is capable. Capable quarterback.
Alex Smith is still in the NFL on the top 10 lists on completion rate, for example.
Yeah,
like, his numbers are not anything to sneeze at.
No, at worst, he's capable. He's competent. And I think at Dalton's worst, it's less than that. And that's the difference here. But I can't determine what the value is of having somebody like that who has the right approach, has the right mentality, who's willing to mentor. I don't really know how valuable that actually is. I don't know if that is more valuable than just letting Fields play from jump and figure it out on the fly. I don't know. I See, that's why as this goes on, and everybody's been advocating for Fields starting right away, which obviously is not going to happen.
Dan.
Yeah, well, he's not the only one.
Of course not. He's not the only one.
I would say 90% of people I hear from, whether it's nationally or locally, want Fields to start and say he's ready to start right now. I am willing to give on that idea. I'm willing to say that maybe it's okay if he doesn't get out there right away, but I also can't tell you what the exact value is of having him in the quarterback room with Dalton, who is starting, and getting to watch Dalton go about his business in a professional football way. Like, I really don't know. I don't know if there's a ton of value in that, but maybe there's something there. Maybe there's something in just having no idea what your line is going to look like or how good it's actually going to be, and not throwing him, not having his first professional look at football in a regular game situation be that, where he's running for his life all the time, because that didn't happen at Ohio State.
No.
So, and I don't know if that's the right thing to do or not, but I can accept the possibility that maybe it is. Maybe it's okay he doesn't start the first couple of games of the season. Maybe learning for a couple of weeks of regular season football does help him as much as, you know, actually getting to play. I don't know if that's true, but I'm willing to give on that idea.
Well, and quickly, before we get to Craig Alcaterra here at 10 o'clock to talk baseball, and then people were asking on the text line what time charge on, and I think it's because it was voice text. Charchian, Paul Charchian's on at 11. But the Bears actually made a cap move today, and it wasn't a roster move, but this, according to reports that we're seeing, is that they've restructured Jimmy Graham's contract. So that randomly comes out, the news this morning about Jimmy Graham, and you're asking, well, how could Jimmy Graham have a contract restructured when this is reportedly the last year of the deal? Well, here's what Field Yates says. The Bears converted $5.825 million of Jimmy Graham's salary into a signing bonus, creating $4.66 million in cap space with four void years. And that got us all asking, why do Bears need cap space, and what does this four void years meaning? And the void years means that they're going to drag out part of his salary into four more years against the salary cap.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be paying Jimmy Graham until 2025.
Is that what you do when you're not sure if you're going to be here still in 2023?
I think it's what you do when you want somebody to be the next Bobby Bonilla. Don't understand. And Brad Spielberger, Pro Football Focus, tweeted this. Bears already project to have at least $16 million in dead cap in 2022 before potential Nick Foles and Robert Quinn move. Robert Quinn, remember that contract? Those two moves would push it to $33 million. A Trevathan move pushes it to $42 million. That's over 20% of the 2022 salary cap.
So what you're saying is they're not in good position in terms of salary cap for next year either, which is going to make improving this team difficult.
Right. So you're already behind in 2022 by 20%. Your spending is already dedicated to people like that.
Yeah, and already for this season, prior to these moves today, they had the second least amount of cap space available in the NFL.
But the question then becomes, what is this money going toward this year? What is the move? And we're not going to find out soon because we got to go to break. We have Craig Alcaterra coming up. Cup of Coffee newsletter. Did you get it this morning? We're going to talk to Craig about, of course, the White Sox and the Cubs. Sox begin a very daunting week. We will have that next for you here on 670 The Score. Raheem and Ramji.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.